Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Alabama Supreme Court Justice Tom Parker has asked a federal district court to block enforcement of the Alabama judicial canon, which is known as 3A6, in this federal lawsuit, claiming that it violates the First Amendment right to freedom of speech, and it clearly does. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This canon, what's called a canon, it's a code of judicial ethics adopted by the state of Alabama. All states have them with regards to lawyers, or in this case, regarding judges. This particular one is unique because it's only in Alabama that you find it. The other 49 states and territories don't have anything like this. This particular canon or ethics rule that governs all the judges in Alabama prohibits any judge from discussing any pending or impending case in any court of the country, irrespective of whether the comments are likely to have any impact on the case, and certainly irrespective of whether the judge has anything to do with the case. Matt, this is a very far-reaching restriction, and the Southern Poverty Law Center thought they could ultimately remove Justice Tom Parker from the Alabama Supreme Court when they filed the complaint against him, citing this very canon.
Well, yeah, and similar bans have been abandoned long ago by the ABA, the American Bar Association, which is no bastion of conservatism, and every other state in the nation have repealed these speech restrictive provisions, Matt, except for Alabama. This would apply to a judge even in his private capacity as a citizen, wouldn't it? I mean, if he says anything on the record, he's in violation of this canon. It's a gross violation of the First Amendment.
Right. You know, when you and I were teaching students as professors, and I was the dean, you were associate dean at the law school, we had judges that would come in and speak. They would lecture to our students. Some of them would actually teach our students in a course or a section of a course, maybe a guest lecture. And that was something that all law schools do. They have actual judges come in and give lectures, speeches of all different levels, state, federal. Some of them actually teach full-time, like a particular course as an adjunct professor in the evening. Some of them come in and guest lecture in a course. And what are these judges going to talk about? They're going to talk about the law.
Actual cases,
for goodness sakes.
Great teaching tools.
Cases that might be ongoing, and this would restrict them from providing any legal analysis in the context of education. This is insane.
Yeah, so for example, let's look at a situation where judges actually even are on the bench judging a moot court competition, because we have that all the time. And they're there, and the moot court competitions are typically cases that are pending or a case like it. So something that would be going to the United States Supreme Court but hasn't yet been decided yet. One side versus the other side, and you don't know which way the high court's ultimately going to go. Later, after the moot court problems are long over, the Supreme Court renders its decision. Well, if a judge on the bench judging the students or even teaching the students about appellate advocacy speaks pro or con regarding that particular case that's pending, boom, if they're in Alabama, they could ultimately be targeted by this canon because they would be commenting on a pending case before the United States Supreme Court, even though they're a state court judge in Alabama. And they'll have nothing to do with that ultimate outcome of that case.
That's crazy. So Alabama is the only state. Why do you think that is?
Well, because this particular provision was originally part of an American Bar Association model canon of ethics. They do these different model ethics rules for attorneys and judges. And so it was originally there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the states then adopted it. Then they ultimately began to look at different parts of it, and even the ABA and the other states said, you know what, this just goes too far. The implications of this are significant violations of free speech. So the ABA modified its own model code of ethics, coming out specifically saying this particular version violates the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And other states followed suit. They repealed them if they had them. Some of them never adopted it, except for Alabama. Alabama still has it. And you combine this broad speech restriction, Matt, with another provision that Alabama only has. No other state has it. And that is, if you have a complaint filed, in this case, from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Judicial Inquiry Commission ultimately files a charge after getting that complaint, no matter how bogus it is, and no matter how wrong that charge will be, that judge, or in this case a justice, will be automatically removed from the bench. And you have to fight to get your position back. In other words, you're removed before any due process. Essentially, you're assumed to be guilty, and you have to prove yourself to be innocent.
Guilty until proven innocent. Yeah, totally draconian, only in Alabama. And we've seen how this has played out in paralyzing the courts and how the radical organizations like the SPLC have used this as a weapon, not only against free speech, but to interfere in the judicial process and try to trip it up.
And the Southern Poverty Law Center, of course, they went after Chief Justice Roy Moore to get him removed. And what a travesty of justice there. There was really no justice. He ultimately was removed for something that he never did anything to result in removal. But then they thought they got emboldened, the SPLC, because they filed the charge with the JIC. The JIC filed the charge. He's then automatically removed pending the process. So they thought, well, let's go after two. One was fine. Let's get the second one. So they went after the second one, which is Tom Parker. And they wanted to get him removed using this. And we filed suit on behalf of Tom Parker. Then the lower court judge said, well, the case is still pending before the JIC, so the federal courts ought to hold off until the JIC makes its final determination, whether they're going to charge or not. The problem is if they charge, he's automatically removed. So that's why we filed suit. It's so egregious.
Wow.
Then when it was pending on appeal, the JIC thought, well, we can get rid of this. Let's just dismiss the charge and let these guys go someplace else. We don't want to engage in this fight. And you know what? Then the Court of Appeals unanimously agreed, well, now that they've dismissed the charge, you can continue your lawsuit. And so that's what we're doing. And the JIC tried to, and the Attorney General tried to get the case dismissed. That was rejected, and now we're looking at the ultimate merits. Matt, when we focus on the merits of this case, which is where we are right now, it's a very clear constitutional violation. This violates the First Amendment.
Yeah, and isn't it notable here how the Southern Poverty Law Center and how selectively abuse and misapply this canon and these complaints, targeting judges with whom they are ideologically in disagreement. You don't see the SPLC going after, you know, pro-gay, liberal, living, breathing constitution kind of judges, only conservative, strict constructionists and constitutionalists.
Well, you take this particular case where the person who is the illegal alien ultimately killed this woman on the pier in California. Now, say a judge is running for office or a judge is on the bench, and that judge is in Alabama, and someone asked him about that particular case. Was that a miscarriage of justice? Was this, or, you know, just something about the particular case? And that judge comments on it. Boom, the SPLC can go after that particular judge.
It's like they're walking on eggshells the whole time they're serving.
Yeah, so they thought they could get Justice Tom Parker off the bench. You know what? What they ultimately did is they gave us the opportunity to challenge this unconstitutional speech restriction. And so that's where we are. The SPLC's effort has failed. We're going after this. And in fact, Justice Tom Parker has actually announced he is considering a run for the Chief Justice position. So he's going to be back in this candidate mode at some point, in which this particular speech restriction will be hanging over his head. That's why it's important to get it removed, struck down, not just for him, but for every single judge, not just justices, but every single judge at every level in Alabama. Continue to stay with us. Follow Liberty Counsel's cases at lc.org. If you know of any issues in your community, Christmas-related, free speech issues, family-related issues in terms of the LGBT agenda, or the issue of the sanctity of human life, give us a call at Liberty Counsel, 407-875-1776, or go to our website, lc.org. Sign up for our newsletters and our emails, all there at lc.org. Go down to the bottom of the front page, and you can click on that icon at the bottom and sign up for emails to keep you involved and make your voice effective. Also, remember, Liberty Counsel, at this time of year, any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and midnight, December 31, your time zone will be doubled with our challenge matching grant.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community. The website again, lc.org.